Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Tzadei Aleph. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Tzadei Aleph, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Daf Tzadei on my base. Our Gemara brings down the Isser to be Eitzer Peiris. As our Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon Eitzer Peiris, Umal Veberibus Maktini Eifam Avkir Sharma Lein Akasa Vimer. Weimer mos hayaver achidesh v'nashpira shever v'ashabos v'niftach habar v'haktin eifol hagdo shakol aves moizne merma, which Rashbam explains. This that the pasuk says v'ashabos v'niftach habar. The pasuk means to say koimer mos hay tagiash nas hashmita v'niftach ha'itzres bar v'haynu itzre peres. The Rashbam explains itzre peres to mean people that are kainim bashoka otsram limkar bayoiker, the gormen shemesiakar ashar, the ika hefsananiim. In other words, Rashbam explains eitri peiris are people that are kainim bashok, and their intention is limkar bayoiker. The Rashbam goes on to say, v'nira li, the be'ir sheruba yisol mairi. Well, here this that the Rashbam says, v'nira li, the be'ir sheruba yisol mairi, is first of all that the Rashbam is coming to say that this Isser only applies to an Ir Sheruba Yisrael, but the Rashbam is coming to say something else as well, and the Rashbam is coming to answer the following kasha. If we are to say that the Isser of Eitzer Peiris is only an Isser in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael we learned in our Gemara that there is a halacha b'mishtakrim b'Eretz Yisrael b'dvorim sheyesh b'em chayin nefesh, which Rashbam explains to mean a mishtakrin liknes yayim v'shem u'slasas mi'bal bayis limkar bashok. And therefore, as far as Eitzri Peiris, which as we find in our Gemara, is only referring to Dvarim Sheyesh Bem Chayi Nefesh, cannot passively apply to Eretz Yisrael, since in Eretz Yisrael anyways there is Alacha V'Mishtakrim B'Eretz Yisrael B'Dvarim Sheyesh Bem Chayi Nefesh. And for that reason, Rashbam explains that Alacha V'Eitzri Peiris, that Alacha V'Eitzri Peiris is referring to Chutz La'aretz, Be'ir Sheruba Yisrael. But now one has to understand Pshat in the Rif and the Rambam. In the Rif we find that the Rif brings down the halacha of Ein Eitzrin Peiris. The Rif is Geiris Ein Eitzrin Peiris Beretz Yisrael. And even though as we find in the Ran explains that the Rif does not mean Dafka Eretz Yisrael, but rather Hu Adin Chutz Aretz V'Makom Sheyisol HaViruba. And this that the Rif says Eretz Yisrael is only because Mestama Beretz Yisrael, Yisrael HaViruba. But still, a chayav Eretz Yisrael, one will not have the halacha of Ein Eitzrin Peiris, since there is a halacha of a mishtakrim Eretz Yisrael with dvarim sheish bem chayi nefesh. And so too, one can ask on this that we find that the Rambam said that the Isser of Eitzrin Peiris is noig bein Eretz Yisrael bein mechotz aretz and mokam shiroi vati shavim heim Yisraelim. A chayav Eretz Yisrael, one has the halacha of a mishtakrim Eretz Yisrael with dvarim sheish bem chayi nefesh. This is the kasha that the Chasdi David asks on the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. To answer this kash, we find that the Chassid David says as follows. The Chassid David says, V'niron yestaiti der Rambam ruach ha-cheresimoi b'feiru shahidei noitzrim. And the Rambam explains this, that there is a halacha bein noitzrim, is not referring to someone who is oitzer al das limker, like the Rashbam explains. Deki agavna pshita dafiu loy letzer oser b'Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Rambam explains this, that there is a halacha bein oitzrim, is not referring to a case that someone is being oitzer al das limkar, but rather the halacha bein oitzrim is referring to someone who is being oitzer for himself. And he's being oitzer for himself, yoyser mechtei parnosas oisa hashona. The Chassid David goes on to explain V'tayma, the reason why there is such an Isser. Afagav d'leika b'hop seidol rabam kwa limkar b'yoyker to ha'ein zem moichar l'achirim u'mashu l'kech einay elo l'tzirach atzmai. But still, p'sharoyin ha'ilim sh'loichim b'alibatam ha'ashirim harbei harbei l'atzo l'shonim rabbeis do'yagim sh'alidei ze yismatu ha'peres b'ashok v'tisyakar ha'shar o'yoyim tzu liknes leis ha'tzirach. So again, the Chassid David explains B'shitas HaRif HaRambam that the Rif and the Rambam argue on the Rashbam, and the Rif and the Rambam understand that the Halacha Vein Oitzim is not referring to someone who is being Oitzer Adas Lomkar, but rather the Halacha Vein Oitzim refers to someone who is being Oitzer with Tzirech Beisai, and even that is Oser. since that itself will cause that the shahr should be nesyaker. And so too is mefurish in the Adrama. But now, one can still ask the kasha of the Chassid David on the Meiri. In the Meiri, we find that the Meiri explains that the iser to be eitzer peiros like the shita of the Rashbam. One is not allowed to be eitzer peiros al das and machrim bashok bayeker. And still, the Meiri explains that the iser being eitzer and peiros applies to Eretz Yisrael. Locher in Eretz Yisrael, one has the iser of a mishtachrim Eretz Yisrael bedvarim sheish b'mechay nefesh. So to answer this kash on the sheet in the Meiri, we find that the Mefarshim answer this kash as follows. As far as the halach having mishtakrin, beretzal b'dvarim sheish b'mechay nefesh, we find that the Gemara says that since ba'asri do blazer ben Azariah u'shchicha mishcha, for that reason blazer ben Azariah was allowed to mishtakr b'shemen. In other words, halach having mishtakrin, beretzal b'dvarim sheish b'mechay nefesh, only applies to dvarim do shchichi. But as far as Dvorim, the Shchichi, one does not have an Isser v'mishtakrim b'eretzal, but Dvorim sheish b'mechay nefesh. And for that reason, one can say that as far as Dvorim, the Shchichi, then one will have the Isser of Ein Eitzrim Peres, and Ein Eitzrim Peres even b'dvorim the Shchichi. That is one mahalach with which one can answer the Kasha of the Chasdei David according to the Sheet of the Meiri. Another way to answer the Kasha is by saying that there is a difference between the Chayi Nefesh of an Eitzrim Peres B'dvorim Sheish B'mechayi Nefesh and the Halacha of a Mishtakrim B'Eretzal B'dvorim Sheish B'mechayi Nefesh. As far as a Mishtakrim B'Eretzal B'dvorim Sheish B'mechayi Nefesh, that only includes specific staples, for example, Yenais Shmonim Usfaseis, as the Tosefta says. But as far as the Halacha of an Eitzrim applies to other things as well. As we find that the Braisa says, in Eitzrim, Peres, Dvorim, Sheisham, Chai Nefesh, Kenyenei, Shmonim, Usfaseis, Avol Tavlin, Kemoinu, Pilpulin, Mutter. From the Braisa, it is Mashma, that the heter of Eitzrim only applies to Tavlin, Kemoinu, Pilpulin. But anything which is not considered like Tavlin, Kemoinu, Pilpulin is included in the Issa of in Eitzrim, Peres, Dvorim, Sheisham, Chai Nefesh. And Dvorim, Sheisham, Chai Nefesh is not only referring to a specific staple similar to Yeinei Shmonim Usfaseis. And therefore one can say that in Eitzrim, Peres includes more items than are included in the Halacha of Mishtakrim. And for that reason one will have the Halacha of in Eitzrim, Peres, Beretz Yisrael. That is another malach with which one can explain pshat in the Meiri and answer the kasha of the Chasdei David. Now getting back to the teretz of the Chasdei David, who explains b'shitas harif ha-Rambam, that the Rif and the Rambam argue on the Rashbam, and the Rif and the Rambam explain this, that there is a halacha of an eitzer peiros, has nothing to do with the fact that he's being eitzer peiros ha-manasim mochrim bashok b'yoyker, but rather it is referring to someone who is being eitzer peiros l'tzirech beisai. And still there is an Isser, Vachir one has to understand, how is such an Eitzer Peres included in the Pasuk of Ashabas v'niftechabar? Ashabas v'niftechabar is referring to someone who is being Meicher Bashok. So to explain Pshat v'shitas harif ha-Rambam according to the Chassid David, one has to say as follows, that the Isser of Eitzer Peres refers to both. And the Isser of Eitzer Peres is not only referring to someone who is being Eitzer Peres L'Tzirech Beisai, but rather the Isser of Eitzer Peres refers to someone who is being Eitzer Peres Al Das and Mochrim Bashok Bayeker. Anytime one with his Eitzer Peres is causing the Shok to be Nisyaker is included in the Isser of Eitzer Peres. And therefore the Isser applies both to someone who is being Eitzer Peres Al Das and Mochrim Bashok Bayeker and to someone who is being Eitzer Peres L'Tzirech Achnosas Beisai, since with his Eitzer Peres he is causing the Shahr to be Nesyaker, and he is making it hard for Aniyim to find Peres. And so too we find in the Arama that even though the Arama explains that the Issa of Eitzer Peres refers to someone who is being Eitzer Peres Hatzerech Beisai, but still the Arama says that the Issa of Eitzer Peres refers to the case of the Rashbam as well, that someone is being Eitzer Peres Al Manasa Mochrim Bashok Bayeker. And therefore from the Pasuk of Ashabas v'niftechabar, we learn out both types of Eitzrei Peres. Now getting back to our Gemara again, the Rishonim explain that halacha of Eitzrei Peres applies both to Eretz Yisrael and to Chutz La'aretz, and even Mechutz La'aretz and Makom Sherubah Yisrael, is an iser to be oitzer peiris. That is as far as the halacha of ein oitzer peiris, but as far as the halacha of a mishtakrim b'Eretz Yisrael b'dvorim sheishem b'chai nefesh, that halacha only applies to Eretz Yisrael, and that halacha does not apply to chutzar to makim sheruba Yisrael. Now, one has to understand what is pshat in this that we say, that halacha of a mishtakrim only applies to Eretz Yisrael. So to explain this that we find, that the halacha of a mishtakrim only refers to Eretz Yisrael, and does not apply to places that are Ruba Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz. Vuchiru can be explained based on this that we find in this man Siman Reish Amad Aleph Siv Katam Mem Dal, that this man explains this that we learnt, in Meitzim Peres Meretzal Dvorim She'yesh Rem Chai Nefesh, Ganyei Neish Monomus Vaseis, this that there is an Isser to Meitzi Peres Meretz Yisrael, this man explains is Mishom Yishov Eretz Yisrael, and therefore so too one can say, that as far as the halacha of a mishtakrim b'Eretz Yisrael b'dvarim sheyesh rem chai nefesh, the reason why that halacha only applies to Eretz Yisrael is because in Eretz Yisrael there is a special cheshbon mishum yishov Eretz Yisrael. And just like there is a halacha in Eretz Yisrael, mitziyim peres Eretz Yisrael chutz la'aretz, mishum yishov Eretz Yisrael, so too there is a halacha of a mishtakrim b'Eretz Yisrael mishum yishov Eretz Yisrael. This, as far as in Eitzer and Peres, we say that the halacha of in Eitzer and Peres applies to Chutz La'aretz as well, but Makom Sheruba Yisrael, is because the halacha of in Eitzer and Peres is as the Rashbam explains, Mishum Hefsid Aniyim. And therefore this, we are Cheshish Mishum Hefsid Aniyim applies across the board, even to Chutz La'aretz, as long as it is a Makom Sheruba Yisrael. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following machlekes. Ukashem Shemitziyam Me'eretz of Chotzorat Kach Yemitziyam Me'eretz Sola Surya, Verebi Mater Me'efrachia Le'efrachia. The Rashbam explains, this the Rebbe's Mater Me'efrachia Le'efrachia is referring to Me'efrachia Achrenesh or Tesola Efrachia Rishenesh Sola Surya, the Kivan Desmuchim Kol Kach Mutarim. According to Rashbam, the Machlekes between Tanakama and Rebbe is a machlekes if there is a heter me'efrachia le'efrachia from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. Do we say, as Rebbe says, that since smuchim kol kach mutarim, or do we say that even though they are smuchim kol kach, but still it is aser? In the Rambam and Hilchos Mechira Perek Dara Lachaches, we find that the Rambam explains pshat and the machlekes between Tanakama and Rebbe with a different mahalach. The Rambam says, in Meitzian Peir Sheshem Chai Nefesh Mershos Melech Zewur Shos Melech Acher Beretz Yisrael. And even Beretz Yisrael, the Rambam understands that according to Tanakama, there is an Isser to Meitzi Peiris Sheishvim Chai Nefesh from one place to a different place. The Magen Mishnah Lachem Mishnah explained Meshitas HaRambam that the Rambam is Goyres in Tanakama, that Tanakama says in Meitzian Wasurya V'loi Merfrachia Lefrachia Rebbe Mater Merfrachia Lefrachia, and the Machlekes between Tanakama and Rebbe is a machlekes if there is a heter me'efrachia le'efrachia in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashbam, on the other hand, as far as me'efrachia le'efrachia be'Eretz Yisrael, there is no iser kuli alma is mutter. The entire machlekes between Tanakama and Rebbe is only a machlekes me'Eretz Yisrael le'Surya me'efrachia le'efrachia. Now, one has to understand pshat according to the Rambam. What is pshat in this that the Rambam says that according to Tanakama, there is an iser me'efrachia le'efrachia be'Eretz Yisrael? So here to explain pshat in the shita of the Rambam, one has to say that the Rambam understands this that according to Tanakama there is an iser me'efrachia le'efrachia even Beretz Yisrael, is because Chachamim were cheshish for the tikkun of each efrachia, and Chachamim were cheshish that each efrachia should have enough food, and for that reason there is a lacha of a meitzia me'efrachia le'efrachia even Beretz Yisrael. Now getting back to the shita of the Rashbam, who explains that the machlekes between Tanakama and Rebbe is the Machlekes Me'efrachia Le'efrachia Me'eretz Yisrael Asuria. We find that the Teres Chaim asks the following kash on the Rashbam. If, according to Rebbe, there is a heter Me'efrachia Le'efrachia Me'eretz Yisrael Asuria, since they are Kravim Zelazeh, the heter of Rebbe should apply even Me'eretz Yisrael Chutzaretz Me'efrachia Le'efrachia. What is the difference between Me'eretz Yisrael Asuria and Me'eretz Yisrael Chutzaretz Me'efrachia Le'efrachia, if the entire heter of Rebbe is based on this, that they are kravim zelazeh, and therefore will not diminish from the yishuv Eretz Yisrael, since they are kravim zelazeh? So to answer the kasha of the Teres Chaim, one has to say as follows. This, the me'efrachia le'efrachia, me'eretz Yisrael chutzaretz, even according to Rebbe, there is an iser, is because even though they are kravim zelazeh, But still, there is a leipug of a meitzian peres me'eretz yisrael chutzal la'aret. And for that reason, even me'frachi le'frachi me'eretzal chutzal is aser, based on the leipug that Chazal said a meitzian peres me'eretz yisrael chutzal la'aret. But that leipug, according to Rebbe, does not apply to me'eretz yisrael Surya. Eretz yisrael Surya is not included in the leipug of me'eretz yisrael chutzal la'aret, and Surya is not included in chutzal la'aret. And even though we are going the kivash yachid loish me kivash, and for that reason there is an iser to yumaiti peres meretzol surya, if it is not merefrachya or frachya, but even if we are to say kivash yachid loish me kivash, but that does not mean that surya is considered like chutzlaret, but rather all that means is to say, is that surya is not considered completely like Eretz Yisrael. As we find that the Rambam says, harotzeis shekavash David chutzlaret kanan, And so we find in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Maisris Perakei Mishnah Hei, and so to Achiras Mefurish in the Rambam in Perak Vav Mihoche Shabbos Halachi Yid Aleph. And for that reason, Rebbe is Mater Me'efrachya le'efrachya from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. This, the Tanna Kamma understands, that even me'efrachya le'efrachya from Eretz Yisrael to Surya is aser. And we do not say that since they are craving mezal hazeh, there should be a heter, is either because Tanna Kamma understands that even though they are craving mezal hazeh, but still yeshlochosh mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael, or Tanna Kamma understands that Surya is included in Chutzal Aretz. And Tanna Kamma understands that if we are to say Kivash Yachid Loish Me Kivash, then Surya is included in the Leipug of Chutzal Aretz, and for that reason, just like Me'efrachya le'efrachya from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzal Aretz is also based on the Leipug, so too Me'efrachya le'efrachya from Eretz Yisrael to Surya will be also based on the same Leipug. That is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Tanna Kamma, and explain Pshat and the Machlokes between Tanna Kamma and Rebbe. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha Tanu Rabbanan, in Yoytze Mi'eretz Ochutz Oret, Om Kein Omdus Osayim Besala. Om Reb Shimon, Eim Osay Bezman She'einu Moitzi Likach, Avo Bezman She'moitzi Likach Vila Omdus HaBesala Lo Yeytze. V'chein Hoye Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy Oymer, Oli Melech Machin V'kilin Gedele Adar Hoyu, Ufarnese Adar Hoyu, Now to understand the Isser of a Yoytze Mi'eretz Ochutz Laaretz, we find a number of Mahalchim. In the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, in Hashmatas Mitzvah Dal, we find that the Ramban explains this, that there is an Isser Latzeis Mi'eretz Yisrael Ochutz Laaretz, is based on this, that there is a Mitzvah Saseh Wadr Be'eretz Yisrael, Dichsivi Rishta Me'isav Yishavtem Ba. And therefore the Ramban goes on to say, Lachin ufligu chachamim be'isr ha'yitziyo v'amru sh'ayitzi mimena ki wa'evid avidizara. From the Ramban it is mashma that the isr yitziyo is based on this, that there is a mitzvah of yeshiva seretz Yisrael. And based on the mitzvah of yeshiva seretz Yisrael, for that reason we say, Asa latzeis meretz zol chutzal aretz. And even if we are to say, as is mashma in the Rambam, that there is no chiyah minatira of yeshiva seretz Yisrael, for that reason the Rambam is not meina Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah saseh, but still one can say that even according to the Rambam, Midrabanan, there is a chiyuv of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, like we find in the Tshuvas HaRashbash, Siman Beis, the Pasal Shulchan, Siman Aleph, Siftes, and in the Beis Yisrael, of Katan Yudalit. And therefore, based on the chiyuv of Rabbanan, one can say that there is an Isser Latzeis Me'eretz Yisrael Uchutz Laaretz, since there is a chiyuv Midrabanan, and with his Yitzhiyah, he's being mevatel his Chiyav of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. And even according to the Shita of Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe and Yerdeh Chilak Imol Simon Kuf Chav Beis, and Ebenezer Chilak Al Simon Kuf Beis, that there is no Chiyav Midrabanan, just there is a mitzvah Kiyumis Minatayra, but still one can say this, that there is an Isser Latzeis Meretzol Chutz Laaretz, is because he's being mevatel the mitzvah Kiyumis of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. And any time someone is a vatal a mitzvah kiyumis, there is a lach of manchinon be'idon rischa. And for that reason, there is an iser latzeis me'eretz yisrael chutz la'aretz. And for that reason, even according to the shita of the Rambam, who understands that there is no mitzvah saseh, and there is no chiyuv min ha'teira of yeshiva eretz yisrael, but still, The Rambam in Perakei Meruchas Melachim Melchates brings down the halacha of our Gemara of Aser Latzis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzalaret, which can be explained based on the mitzvah Vishivas Eretz Yisrael, either the mitzvah Medrabanan or the mitzvah Kiyumis. So again, the first mahalach, as far as how to explain this, that there is an Iser Latzis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzalaret, is based on the mitzvah Vishivas Eretz Yisrael, either the Chiyum Natera, like the Shita of the Ramban, or the Chiyum Medrabanan, and the mitzvah kiyumis according to the shita of the Rambam. In the Rashbam, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain this, that in Yoytzin me Eretz Chutzlaretz, the Rashbam explains that the reason why in Yoytzin me Eretz Chutzlaretz is because he's being mafkia atzmai min ha-mitzvahs, and he's being mafkia atzmai mi mitzvahs ha-tvuyas baretz. And even if we are to say that mitzvahs ha-tvuyas baretz b'zman hazeh is only a chiyum drabanon, but still based on the Chiyum and Rabbanon, we will say Aser Latzeis Meretzol Chutzaret, since he's being Mafkia Atzmai from the Mitzvahs HaTuyas Ba'aretz that are Noyeg Midrabbanon. So again, the second Mahalach with which one can explain the Iser of Latzeis Meretzol Chutzaret is as Rashbam explains, and so too Vachero once he's from Rashi and Gittin, that the Iser is because he's being Mafkia Atzmai mi Mitzvahs HaTuyas Ba'aretz. In the Miri at the end of Ksuvas Ocheru, one sees a third mahalach as far as how to understand the Iser Latzeis Meretz Ol Chutzlaretz. The Miri explains that the reason why there is an Iser Latzeis is because Stam Chutzlaretz in Chachma Vyereschet Mitzuyin Bali Yisrael Uroiv Hatzaretz Vo'oa Galiya Shesayvim Sham Ustam Eretz Ol Chachma Vyereschet Mitzuyin Ba Achmitechem Asigim Kavibarim Vizichem Eihonis Mizivashchina. And for that reason, there is an Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz, because of the Maila of Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, the Miri goes on to explain Pshat and this, that the Gemara in Ksuvah says, K'shem Sha'aser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz, so there is an Iser Latzeis Mi Bavel Ashar Eretzis. And the Yisrael Iser of being Yoytzei Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz is the same Iser as being Yoytzei Mi Bavel Ashar Eretzis, since the Iser is for Yoytzei from a mokim that yereschet v'chachma b'tzumim but to other places. That is how the Meiri explains the Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz. So again, we have three basic machim as far as how to explain this, that there is an Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz. The first mahalach is based on this, that there is an Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz because of the mitzvah v'yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. The second mahalach is by saying this, that there is an Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz is because he is being mafkia atzmai mi mitzvahs ha-tvuyas baretz. The third mahalach is by saying this, that there is an Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz, is because he is going away from a mokim shireschet v'chachma b'tzuyim ba. Those are the three basic mahalachim as far as how to explain this, that there is an Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz. In the Rishayim we find a machlokes, if one is allowed to be yotzei from a kaimais shekivshu eli bavel to a kaimais neretz Yisrael, shall I kivshu ayle bovo, and we're only nechbash alide ayle mitzrayim. Okay, one has to understand pshat in this machlokes harishanim. Okay, one can say that the machlokes harishanim is dependent upon this that we mentioned before as far as how to explain the Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz. If we are to understand that the Iser Latzeis Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz is dependent upon this, that he's being mefkia atzmai mi mitzvahs ha-tuyas baretz, then we will say Aser Latzeis Mekaymeis Shekivshu Eilei Bavel to Mekaymeis Shekivshu Eilei Mitzrayim, since mitzvahs HaTuyas Ba'aretz are only Noig Min HaTorah Mekaymeis Shekivshu Eilei Bavel. On the other hand, if we are to say that the Iser Latzeis is dependent upon the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, then one can say that the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael applies to Mekaymeis Shekivshu Eilei Mitzrayim as well, as is Mashman Lechazanish in Yerodea Simon Samach Heis of Katan Aleph. And for that reason, one will be allowed to be Yaitse from Mekaymei Shekivshu Eilei Bavel to Mekaymei Shekivshu Eilei Mitzrayim, since as far as the mitzvah Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is concerned, one will have the Kiyum mitzvah Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael even in those places that were not Kivshum Eilei Bavel. And so too, according to the Pshat of Miri, one can say that even as far as Mekaymeis Shekivshu Meilei Mitzrayim, one has the Maila of Yereschet V'chachma Mitzuyim Bahem. In the Gemara in Ksuvas we find that the Gemara in Ksuvas says the following halacha: if either the Isha or the Baal want to go up to Eretz Yisrael, then the Aloch is Rekifin, the other one to go up to Eretz Yisrael as well. On the other end, in the Yerushalmi, we find that the Yerushalmi says that only if the Baal wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael is there a Aloch of Kifin Isa. But let's say only the Isha wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael, but who ain't a Reitza? Ain't Kifin Isa. So here we have a seeming machlokes between the Bawi and the Yerushalmi. If there is a Aloch of Kifin Isa, if the Isha wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh brings down Meshema Beinu Meir, that really there is no machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Just the Bavli is talking about Bizman HaBayis, and Bizman HaBayis, the halach will be that even if she wants to go up, that itself is enough of a reason that we should be kaifin aysai. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi is talking about Bizman HaZeh, and Bizman HaZeh, the halach is that the Isha wants to go up, ain kaifin aysai. In the Tur, in Eben Ezer, in Siman Ayin Hey, we find the Tur asks the following kasha on Abeinu Meir. How can Abeinu Meir explain this, that the Yerushalmi says that if she wants to go up, and the Baal does not want to go up in Kifin HaYisai, is referring to Bizman HaZeh. If there is a difference between Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaBayis, and Bizman HaZeh there is no Aloch of Kifin, if so, what is Pshat in this, that the Yerushalmi says that if the Baal wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael, then the Aloch is Kifin HaYisai, even Bizman HaZeh. Well, Chir Bizman HaZeh there is no Aloch of Kifin. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rabbeinu Meir, to explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi, we find that the Beis HaLevi in Chilk Beis HaManon explains Pshat as follows. That there are two reasons to be Kifin Lalais. One reason to be Kifin Lalais is because of the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and then there is another reason to be Kifin Lalais as well. And the other reason to be Kifin Lalais is in order to Mekayim Mitzvahs HaTuyas Baretz. And therefore the Beis HaLevi goes on to say that as far as the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is concerned, only an Ish has the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and Isha does not have the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, as far as this, that one can be kaifin lalais based on the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, only by an Ish will one have the halacha of kaifin and not by an Isha. This, that by an Isha we find in the Gemara and Ksuvis, that there is a halacha of kaifin, even if only the Isha wants to be Eila, is only because of the mitzvah satuyas baretz. An Isha also has mitzvah satuyas baretz, and therefore if the Isha wants to go up, the halach will be that we are kaifin as ha'ish mishum mitzvah satuyas baretz. But as far as mitzvah satuyas baretz are concerned, that is dependent if it is Bizman HaBayis or Bizman HaZeh. And one can explain the difference between Bizman HaBayis and Bizman HaZeh with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain the difference between Bizman HaBayis and Bizman HaZeh by saying that only Bizman HaBayis, the mitzvah satuyas baretz war min ha'Torah, where we say kaifin in order to mekayim mitzvah satuyas baretz. On the other hand, Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah satuyas baretz are only midrabanan. We will not say kaifin in order to mekayim mitzvah satuyas baretz. Or one can say, as the Beis HaLevi says, based on Tesis and Suvis, that as far as mitzvah satuyas baretz are concerned, since it is kasha lekayim ha-mitzvahs, for that reason, we will not be kaifa lalais in order to mekayim mitzvah satuyas baretz, since again it is kasha lekayim mitzvah satuyas baretz. And therefore, even though, if the ish wants to be able even Bizman HaZeh, the halach will be, we are kaifin as Aisha. But this, if the ish wants to be able Bizman HaZeh, we are kaifin as Aisha, is not because of mitzvah satuyas baretz, but rather it is because of the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, by an Isha, if the Isha wants to be able, Bizman HaZeh, we will not be kaifa the ish, since again, by an Isha, there is no mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and Bizman HaZeh, we are not kaifa mishum mitzvah satuyas baretz. That is how the Beis HaLevi explains Pshat in Rabbeinu Meir and explains Pshat in the Yerushalmi. According to the Mahalach, the Beis HaLevi will come out that if we are to understand that the Isser Latzeis Meretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz is because of the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, then the Isser Latzeis Meretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz will apply even to Bizman HaZeh. But the Isser will only apply to Anoshim and not to Noshim, since by Noshim, Noshim do not have the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Isser Latzeis Meretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz is because of the mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, then even though Bizman HaBayis there is an Isser Latzeis Meretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz even for Noshim, since Noshim are also included in mitzvah Satuyas Baretz. But as far as Bizman HaZeh, as long as one has a cheshbon that it is kosher l'kayim mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, then one will be able to yitzim yeretzol chotzoretz, as long as it is kasha l'kayim mitzvah satuyas baretz. In the Ritva we find that the Ritva explains in Ksuvas another reason, why akol ma'alin l'eretzol even bizman hazeh. And the Ritva explains this, that akol ma'alin l'eretzol afil bizman hazeh, is based on chivas haaretz, as the Ritva says, akati ika chivas haaretz. According to the Ritva, one can say that the Isser Latzis mi Eretz Yisrael l'chutzaretz is also based on chivas haaretz. Because of chivas haaretz, for that reason, there is an Isser Latzis mi Eretz Yisrael l'chutzaretz. And the Isser Latzis mi Eretz Yisrael l'chutzaretz will apply even to bizman hazeh, since akati ika chivas haaretz. In the Marsha and Gittin, on that base of Aleph, we find the following Kiddush. Tosfos explains one is allowed to yitzei from Eretz Yisrael to the Chatzi of Akai, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Akai itself is divided into two parts. Part of Akai is in Eretz Yisrael, and the other part of Akai is in Chutz Haaretz. And one is allowed to yitzei from Eretz Yisrael to the part of Akai, which is in Eretz Yisrael. The Marshal explains that even though that part of Akai, which is in Eretz Yisrael, is dinei kechutz laaretz, but still one is allowed to yitzi yitzia shel arai to that part of Akai, shedinei kechutz laaretz. From the Marshal, one sees two chidushim. First of all, one sees from the Marshal that there's a difference between yitzia shel kva and yitzia shel arai. And also from the Marshal, one sees that even as far as yitzia shel arai, the only heter yitzia shel arai is only to a place which is part of Eretz Yisrael, which happens to be Dinei Kechutz Laaretz, but to be Yitzei to Chutz Laaretz Mamish, that is Aser, even Yitzia Shel Arai. Nochei, one has to understand, if there's an Iser to be Yitzei Yitzia Shel Arai or Chutz Laaretz, what is the difference between being Yitzei to a place which is completely Chutz Laaretz, than to be Yitzei to a place which is only Dinei Kechutz Laaretz? So here to explain Pshat and Marsha, one can explain Pshat and Marsha based on this that we said before, that there are two Yisurim as far as the Isser Latzis Me'eretz Sol Chutz Laaretz. First of all, there is an Isser Latzis Me'eretz Sol Chutz Laaretz based on this, that he's being mafkia himself from the mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, and then there is an Isser Latzis Me'eretz Sol Chutz Laaretz based on this, that there is a Chiyuv of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore one can say that as far as the Isser Latzis Me'eretz Sol Chutz Laaretz based on this, that there is a Chiyuv of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, even Yitzia Shel Arai is Aser. Even though he's only being Yitzi Yitzia Shel Arai, but still at the time of his Yitzia, he is not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, as far as Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, there is a Heter Yitzia Shel Arai, since he is not considered as if he's being Mafkia Atzmei Mi Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, since the entire Yitzia is only Yitzia Shel Arai. And therefore, as far as going out from Eretz Yisrael to Akai, and going out from Eretz Yisrael to the part of Akai, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, just its din is Kechutz Laaretz. As far as the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is concerned, one will have the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael in that part of Akai, which is part of Eretz Yisrael. This that we say, that part of Akai is Dinei Kechutz Laaretz, is only as far as mitzvah Satuyas Baretz. And therefore, as long as one is only being Yitzi Yitzia Shel Arai to that part of Akai, one will not have either Isser. One will not have the Isser of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and one will not have the Isser being Mafkia Atzmei Mi Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz. That is Ocher, what comes out from the Marsha. In the Rambam, in Perkei Mehochas Melachim Lachetes, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Aser Latzis Me'eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz Lo'ilam, Ela Lilmatira Lisa'isha Ila Hatzam Na Akum V'yachzor La'aretz. In the Kesem Mishnah, we find that the Kesem Mishnah explains this, that the Rambam says V'yachzor La'aretz, is because the Rambam is coming to Mechadish, that the entire Heter Latzis Me'eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz Lilmatira Lisa'isha Ila Hatzam Na Akum is only if he's planning l'achzor la'aretz, but v'shtakeh b'chutz laaretz is also even for these three things. From the Rambam, one sees as achein mar medayik, that for anything else, besides for l'matir l'yisisha l'hatzom na'akum, even if he does not go out v'shtakeh Hashem, and even if he goes out from eretzol l'chutz laaretz, l'achzor la'aretz, but still it is also. Now, one has to understand pshat in the Rambam, if there's a heter latzeis meretzol l'chutz laaretz, Lisa'isha, Lomateria, Ilahatzom, and Akum, then why isn't that Heter a heter to be eating Eretzol Chutzar to Lehishtak HaYasham. So from the Rambam Achir one sees that there are two reasons behind the Iser Latzis Me'eretz Yisol Chutzaretz. First of all, Mitzah Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, and then there is another Iser as well. And one can explain the other Iser according to the Shita of the Rambam, who understands that there is no Chiyam and Atariya Vishiva Saretz Yisol. Well, one can explain, based on the Me'iri that we mentioned before, that since Chachma V'Yira is Mati Beretz Yisrael, for that reason Chazal said that there is an Iser Lates Me'eretz Yisrael L'Chutzaretz. And for that reason one can say, this that we find, that there is a Heter Lates Me'eretz L'Chutzaretz, V'Matera L'Yisayisha L'Hatam N'Akum, is because Chazal said that as far as Mitzvah Satvuyas Baretz, and as far as this, that there is an Iser Lates Me'eretz L'Chutzaretz because he's being Mafkia, in order, will materially see shalahatam and aakum. These three purposes take precedence over mitzvah satuyas baretz. But as far as this, that there is an iser lates meretz yisrael chutzlaretz, since chachma v'yira is motzi in eretz yisrael, for that reason he is not allowed to go lechutzlaretz lihishtakei hasham. As long as he only goes lachso eretz yisrael, then he will still have the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, and he'll still have the Chochma and Yira, which is Motzi in Eretz Yisrael. With this, one can explain this, so the Rambam goes on to say, Avalishkeim b'chutzlaretz aser elam kein chazak sham harav. From the Rambam, it is mashma that the heter that we find in our Gemara, that there is a heter lates me'eretzol chutzlaretz and chazak sham harav, is a heter not only to go to chutzlaretz, the lachs are where it is so, but rather, then there is a heter lates al chutzlaretz v'lishkein sham. This, that by Rav, there is a heter lates al chutzlaretz lishkein sham, is because if there is Rav in Eretz Yisrael, one no longer has the maila of this, that chachma v'yira is motzi in Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, then there is a heter lates me'eretz al chutzlaretz even lishkein sham. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. Now getting back to our Gemara, our Gemara brings down the following machlekes Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Yetzim Eretz Al Chutzaretz Elam Kein Amdu Sasayim Besala. Omer Reb Shimon Emasai Bezman Sheinei Moitzi Likach, Avo Bezman She Moitzi Likach Vil Amdu Sa Besala Lo Yetzi. Vechein Hoi Reb Shimon Ben Yechai Oimer Oim Malach Machlein Vechuin Gedele Adar Hoyu. U Parnese Adar Hoyu. Uim Neiman Nenchum Neshe Yotzu Mi Eretz Al Chutzaretz. Now, here one can ask the following Gahara. Why wasn't Naomi included in the Einish with this, that she was Yotza Me'eretz Yisrael Chutza La'aretz? So to answer this kasha, one can say based on this that we said before, that if we are to understand that the Iser Latzis Me'eretz Yisrael Chutza La'aretz is based on the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, since an Isha is not called the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Beis HaLevi, for that reason, an Isha is not included in the Iser Lates Me'eretz Yisrael Chutza La'aretz. And for that reason, Naomi was not Nensha, for this, that she was Yatza Me'eretz Yisrael Chutza La'aretz. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to that Mahalech. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim Perkei Halachotes, we find that the Rambam says as follows, V'af al pi shemutar latzeis, and one is allowed to yetze me'eretz yisrael chutzaretzim ne'arov, eina midas chasidos, she'machlin v'chulin shnei gedele hadar hoyu, u'vnei tzara gedele yatzu, v'nischaivu koyu amokim. From the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam explains, this amachlin v'chulin were nanash, was because they were over on the midas chasidos, of being yetze me'eretz yisrael chutzaretzim pnei harov. And from machlin v'chulin, the Rambam proves that even though there is a heter lotzeis me'arov, but still it is not a midas chasidos. Uchir, one can ask the following to me on the Rambam. Uchir, the Rambam is not going like either of the manda umrim that are mentioned in our Gemara. According to Shimon Yechai, uchir, there is an iser lotzeis me'aretzol chutzlaretz, and for that reason they were nanash. And according to Rishua ben Karcha, who says chas v'shom shafil matzu suben layatzu, velam neiman nanchu shayon avakir shrachim adayon, v'loi bikshu, the reason why they were nanash is not because they were over on the Isra being yitzim eretzol chutzlaretz, but rather it is because we say shahilam avakesh rachem aldeirim v'loi bikshu. So to explain pshat in the Rambam, we find that the Kesem Mishnah explains pshat in the Rambam as follows. The Kesem Mishnah explains that the Rambam is going b'shita as Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and the Rambam understands that even according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, they were not over on an Isra being Yitim Eretz Sova Chutzlaretz, but rather they were only over on a Midas Chasidos. But from there one sees that since there's a Midas Chasidos, Bizman Sheinu Moitzi Likach, that Bizman Sheinu Moitzi Likach Lo Yitze. That is how the Kesem Mishnah explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. Based on the Kesem Mishnah, one can say that the reason why Naomi was not Nansha is because only Elimelech, Machoim, Vechilin were Nanash for being over on the Midas Chasidos. Naomi, on the other hand, was not Nansha for being over on the Midas Chasidos. She was not on the Madriga to be Nansha for being over on the Midas Chasidos. But now, one can ask the following kash on the Rambam. If the Rambam is going Bershitas or Bershon Bar Yechoi, and the Rambam understands this, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Umnei man nanchum neishayotim mi eretz uchutzlaretz," which means that they were over on the midas chasidos of not being yotim mi eretz uchutzlaretz. Even umnei arov, if so, why did the Rambam leave out Elimelech? Rav Shimon Yochai says, "Elimelech machlein vechilin gedoyle hador hoyu farnesay hador hoyu." On the other hand, the Rambam only refers to Machoin v'chilyain. And so too one can ask the following kasha on Rashi and Rus. Rashi and Rus explains that the reason why Elimelech was Nenash is Mepnesha Hoysa Einei Tzara Baniyim Haboim Wadachkai Ulechei Nenash. Now, okay, one can ask, Rashi is not going like any of the mandarim that are mentioned in our Gemara. According to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the reason why they were nenash is because they were yotzei mi'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. And according to Rav Shua ben Karcha, the reason why they were nenash is emnei shehayu anu vaker shrachamim al deyam v'oy bikshu. So to explain Pshat in Rashi, and to answer and explain Pshat in the Rambam, okay, one can say the following mahalah. The Rashi and the Rambam are going b'shitas Rav Shmuel. The Gemara brings down the following drasha of Rav Shmuel. Ksiv machlein v'chilin ksiv yoyash v'sayraf. Rav Shmuel chalomer machlein v'chilin shmon. V'loma nikra shmon. Yoyash v'sayraf yoyash shnisiayishu menagula. Sayraf shnischai v'usrif olamokim. V'chalomer yoyash v'sayraf shmon. V'loma nikra shmon machlein v'chilin machlein shasugufan chulin. V'chulion shnischai v'ukvoy olamokim. In the Marsha, we find that the Marsha asks the following kasha. The Marsha asks, what happened to Elimelech? Elimelech was also Bechlal Hazeh. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Marsha says as follows. The Marsha answers the kasha by saying, Aviyam Oihoya Bechlal Zeh. Avalheim Achri Meis Aviyam Nisyashu Sham. From the Marsha, one sees the following chiddush. That according to Rav Shmuel, Elimelech was nachayv kvoyo or sreifel amokim for this, that he was yeitzi meretz Yisrael l'chutzlaretz, since he was only yeitzi meretz Yisrael l'chutzlaretz logor sham. As the pasuk says, vayirav baretz vayelech ish, logor b'stei mayav. And since he was only hilech logor sham, for that reason he was nachayv kvoyo or sreifel amokim. As far as this, that he was yeitzi meretz Yisrael l'chutzlaretz, he was not chayev sreifa or chloyel amokim. Only machlin v'chilyan were chayavin sreifa or chloyel amokim, since they ended up being nesyashiv b'stei mayav, as the pasuk says, v'yivayu stei mayav v'yiyu sham. And since they were nishtakeya b'stei mayav, for that reason, machlin v'chilyan were chayev sreifa or chloyel amokim. This that Elimelech was nanash is as Rashi explains in Rus, since was einay tzara b'acherim. This amachlin v'chulin v'chayv sreifa choyel amokim is only because they were over on the midas chasidos, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Rambam. And the Rambam understands that the midas chasidos is only a midas chasidos v'hishtakei Hashem. Even though, as we mentioned before, b'mnei Arav, one is allowed to be yeitzei l'chutzarts v'hishtakei Hashem, but mishum midas chasidus, one is not allowed to be yeitzei meretz tzol l'chutzarts v'hishtakei Hashem. Elimelech, who is not yeitzei v'hishtakei Hashem, was not even over on the midas chasidus. And for that reason, we find that Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu were yeitzei meretz tzol l'chutzarts from the Arav logor v'chutzarts. Since as far as logor v'chutzarts, one does not even have a midas chasidus m'pnei Arav. That is l'chir the mahalach b'shitas Rashi and the mahalach b'shitas Rambam. And for that reason, our Gemara says, "Chad amar machlin v'chulyan shmon, v'oma nikra shmon, yoyash v'sayaf shnisyayishu min ha'gu'ula." In other words, they were nischayiv because they were nisyayishu min ha'gu'ula, which means to say that they were nisyashvu b'stei mayav, and it was no longer logar sham. And since it was no longer logar sham, for that reason, they were nischayivu sreifo amokim. From this, our Gemara goes on and says, "V'chadamer Yoyash v'Seirav Shman, v'vama Nikra Shman Ma'achuin v'Chuyin, Ma'achu she'asu gufan chuin," which Rashbam explains to mean this, that they were asu gufan chuin, is because chutzlarts eretz tameyahi. For that reason, if it is no longer lager sham, is considered she'asu gufan chuin, since chutzlarts is an eretz tameyah. As long as it is lager, they were not asu gufan chuin. And for that reason, one can explain that even they are rov, that there is a heter ushtakeya b'chutzlaretz, but still there is a midas chasidos, since with this, that one is nishtakeya b'chutzlaretz, one is oisa gufay chulin. That is achira, what one sees b'divrei harashbam. Based on this Rashbam, one can explain an other mahalich, with which one can understand the isser of latzeis me'eretz esal chutzlaretz. That besides for the mahalchim that we mentioned before, one can explain this, that there is an isser latzeis me'eretz esal chutzlaretz, is because chutzlaretz is considered an eretz tameyah, and therefore, to being yoytze from eretz esal chutzlaretz, one is oise gufay chun, as we find in our Gemara. That is another mahalich, with which one can explain the isra of latzeis me'eretz yisrael chutzlaretz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.